We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
Oh yeah, dude. There's some Nephilim shit. It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about it. Man, it's trying to be slaves, and everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. By then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day. Everybody.
I love when I do that shit. I love that. What's up? Hey, welcome to Nephilim Death Squad. Hell yeah. I'm David Lee Corbo, a.k.a. The Raven. We are here with you. This is Top Lobster.
It's the eclipse energy. It's messing us up right out of the gate, dude. My eyes are burning. Did you look at the eclipse? Did you go outside and stare at it?
I got my sunglasses on. I did look at the eclipse, though. Not with my bare eyes. And I was careful.
Why didn't you raw dog that shit, Daddy? What's going on?
I was with my kids. So they all have the glasses. And I was like, I can't have these little motherfuckers like with just bad vision from 5 years old. They'd be like, their girlfriend's like, what happened to you? Like, he's like, oh, I went blind. It's like, when? As a child, my dad just walked me outside during a solar eclipse.
Raw dog the eclipse. I have my welding shield and I tossed it on because I kept trying to look at the sun. As I was driving off my wife at work.
Do you close your welding shield like this? Do you go ka-chunk?
Yeah, I do. It's much because a lot of the time what happens is you got metal and you got clamps involved and you're like trying to squeeze some shit together. And it's actually like, you know, it's useful to be like, I'm about to weld this shit ka-chunk. And then fucking do it. Yeah. And it's also cool as shit. But I was trying to look. I was kind of like, I was pre-gaming the sun. You know how you would do that? You would pre-game the sun. I kept like, kind of, I would be driving and I'd stop at a stop sign or a stoplight and I'd stare at it a little bit until I started crying. And that acclimated my eyeballs. And then after we got home, I let my son toss on the helmet. I tossed on the helmet. I said, oh, that's pretty cool. Look, you can see it. And then I said, go inside. Daddy's got a raw dog, the sun. And he was like, what's that mean? And I was like, just go inside. So he goes inside, and I flipped it open, dude. And I stared at it, and I do feel more powerful. I am currently seeing spots, but I don't think they're permanent. And I think, really, the bottom line here is...
Did you really stare at the sun?
I did. That's what that picture was. That picture, I posted one.
Right. The reason we're like 3 minutes late or whatever... How was this? We started at three. Yeah, we were like 4 minutes late is because David came in, blamed his new laptop. He's like, these fucking colors on this... It's all messed up, man. He's like, everything's so dim. And I was like, I don't know. I said, maybe a new laptop. And we're trying to figure it out. Then his mic got fucked up. It just turns out he looked directly into the sun is what happened.
That's probably exactly what happened. Because what I was complaining about was I'm like, yo, why am I so dark looking? I do look like suspiciously Hispanic. Like I got a couple of layers of tan on me in this video, but maybe not. Maybe everybody else sees it normal. And my eyes are just like, you know, not letting a lot of light in because they've had enough. That very well could be it. The stream is glitching. You know, we're having issues with Rumble. Just, you know, come watch wherever you, I don't know what to tell you guys. Just, it's a free show. Shut up. So
catch the replay. Fucking
yeah. Catch the replay. Go ahead. Can we go through, let's go through some quick business before we go into,
look at Jose.
Eclipse territory.
Ever the optimist.
Hey, what up, baby? So, guys, don't forget to go to NephilimDeathSquad.com and you'll get... What are we fucking talking about? Go to NephilimDeathSquad.com and sign up on the official website. It's going to act a lot like the Patreon, but we're moving away from Patreon. And so what's going to happen there is you're going to get discount codes for merch. You're going to get exclusive sneak peeks at episodes a week ahead of time before they drop to the general public. You're going to get... exclusive Q&As and call-in shows that are only for members of NephilimDeathSquad.com. So if you're a Patreon member, start moving over to NephilimDeathSquad.com. If you hate Patreon because they're commies, then NephilimDeathSquad.com is for you. go and get that started. And there's going to be a bunch of other cool stuff, including pre-sales for tickets for events.
To cut into the Patreon thing, it's one of these things where as I'm building the website, I'm like, we could probably just get away with doing Patreon. But nah, dude, I can almost guarantee we'll probably be doing the show for a couple of years and Patreon will find some reason to take our shit out of here. Look at him suffering from the sun. They're like, did you just deny?
No, dude, it's allergies, dude. Go on.
No, you look directly into the sun. Patreon has like new terms of service where it's like, if you've looked directly into the sun, we cancel your account.
No, they just haven't seen Top's Twitter yet. Once Patreon gets a hold of Top's Twitter, it's a wrap. It's all over for us. So if you want to be able to continue to support us, rather, NephilimDeathSquad.com is the place you want to do it. And like I said, when we start launching these events, Bohemian Grove, etc. Also, we're going to be doing live shows in Summerfield, Florida, on a monthly basis, maybe twice a month. We haven't figured it out yet. Looks like Friday might be open to us, but our members are going to get first dibs on tickets for events. When we're having big events like Bohemian Grove and we're selling VIP tickets, you know, you guys are going to get first dibs. So, and all the other than that, go to our Telegram, which I don't even know where the fuck we're totally unprepared. We're going to put the link for the Telegram elsewhere on the website, I suppose. But for now, if you go to Patreon, sign up at the $5 tier, you'll get access to our Telegram.
No.
Where you'll be
If you subscribe to the website, there is a link to Telegram. So you can't see the link until you subscribe to the website. So go there and then click that link once you're in. You got to make like a username, password, and shit like that. It's like, it's a fucking club. It's like an exclusive club that I've created.
It is.
What are those called? The MasterCard lounges? You know those fucking lounges at the airport?
Oh, yeah, yeah, where you can kind of, it's like an exclusive,
It's an exclusive shit. Yeah, but here, it's like you're at JFK, though. So, like, you get into the exclusive shit, and it's still, like, kind of not that nice. But it's exclusive. No one else can be there. The rest of it is a pissed up airport. This one has a little bit of piss, but we got a lady ready to mop it. It's kind of nicer. That's what
you're still at an airport, but you know, at least you're the elite amongst airport dwellers. I don't know. So NephilimDeathSquad.com, and also check out our Telegram. I think that's it, right? I don't give a shit about anything else. But today is a special day. It's the 8th. We've been waiting for this day to come along for a while now. And I saw like something pop up. I was like, did we give the link to somebody? Holy shit. We've been waiting for this day for a while. I was just on the System Is Down podcast with Dan. Top's going outside. Oh, dude, we're going to get exclusive footage of the eclipse that we've all waited for so long. Man, you look cool from this angle. Let's go. Show us the eclipse. Can you show us through the lenses?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you raw dog the eclipse? I need you for the people. I need you to look at it.
First off, it's very hard to like even see where I'm going with these, because this is just basically black. So wait, if the sun is behind me.
The sun is behind.
I think, yeah. Look at that.
Guys, we're all about to receive the power of the sun.
Hold on. I'm going to look at it. Oh, shit, yeah. Wow. Looks dope. I'm not going to roll dog. There's no way I'm going to roll dog that. You're crazy.
Roll dog this shit, bro. Don't be a bitch. What are you talking about?
It's super bright through these black glasses, like the color of the sun. You're insane. You looked right at it,
bro.
What are
guys,
you doing?
L's in the chat. If Top doesn't raw dog this eclipse,
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Can you see it? Can you guys see that?
I can see it. Can you put the lenses over the camera lens? All right, here we go, guys. Fix it, Top. Sorry. Just looking at raw sun here. Oh shit, I got a glimpse of it. Man, can you steady that? Unbelievable.
Sorry, it's like not working so great. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
I just want to say that you disappointed us. You won't. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I think we can see it. Nope, now I'm looking at cardboard. Dude, look at you. You won't roll. Oh, there it is. That's pretty cool. I don't know if it looks eclipse. It looks like it needs to focus a little bit, but it's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's not going to show you the full eclipse, but like when you look at it like this, yep. So probably that's as much as we're going to get it here in Florida.
Raw dog.
This is pretty cool. I like this. I like podcasting outside. Like, we outside.
That's how much we just walk around with our phones. Can you look at the eclipse? Can you gain some extra powers? I can't believe you won't raw dog.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, David.
Dude. I did it. One of us looked at it with my eyes.
At least one person on this show. Okay.
This nigga just turned into fucking Optimus Prime. Did you hear that?
There we go. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, put your headphones on, doggy.
Kick that guy out of here.
Dude, who is that guy? Asshole. He looks a lot like you. Unbelievable. I can't believe you didn't do it. It really, really let me down there. But speaking of letdowns, guys, the earth didn't crack open. The demons didn't show up. And, you know, I guess it is just another Monday here in paradise. Blind Lobster. Shout out to Blind Lobster.
I don't think people were looking at this thing as like, oh my God, Jesus
Some
is going to come
were.
Back.
Come on.
Yeah, but that's dumb shit. Like, I have been, when I see the criticism of this, I get a little scared because I'm like, oh, they're talking about me. But I don't think it's like that crazy. I just think that this is like one of these signs that lines up and it's telling me what happens from here forward probably will be very weird, very strange and increasingly strange. Like this, I just feel like this sets off a bunch of events. Not like, they were gonna sacrifice the cows. Where the fuck is the cows thing at?
On today, you have a cow?
No.
Nice. No, I can't wait. I want to get my hands on those stickers.
People like, they're going to sacrifice the red heifers now. Oh, actually, yeah, let me show you.
Guys, we got sticker packs coming. I know you're all so excited. For those of you who can't afford to buy a t-shirt because you're broke, disgusting people, now you'll have access to sticker packs for less than the cost
like
of a t-shirt.
There's like 10 of them OG in there, and there actually isn't that many sticker packs. So, like, I just bought, you know, I ordered some stickers, and I say, let's see how this goes. So, when I packed up the sticker packs, I'm like, oh, shit, all right, I hope there's, you know, enough for people. But, whatever. This is the first run at stickers from Top Lobster that's, like, from me, and, yeah.
And we're not going to make more if you guys don't buy them. Like, if you don't buy them, we're not going to make them. So, go buy them, or else they're just going to go away.
No, I've been like walking around town because I bought them and then I bought packaging for them. And the
and
first
you're just
packaging,
slapping these fucking end time stickers around the villages.
Dog. So the first packaging was like a little too small. This is for the Tower Gang one. And I realized I couldn't fit the stickers in.
Right. So
now I have these stickers and I'm just walking around. I have them like organized and I'm waiting to package them. So for days. And I'm just like, I literally walked to BJ's in BJ's and I'm just like tagging it up with end time stickers. Ask me about the Nephilim on the fucking TV stands.
So funny, dude. In this area that you live in that's saturated with like the most elderly population of any other place in America, they're just getting inundated with Tower Gang stickers and end time stickers. Like these people, you're radicalizing the elderly.
This deserves it. This place is like Sodom and Gomorrah to these old people. They're just out here butt fucking. Just if you walk by the villages, all you hear is
just clapping.
Because
it's a damn shame.
Someone's fucking behind some bush. Like, these people are wild. They're out here.
It's weird. Like, we went there and everywhere sounded like that Meek Mill P. Diddy video audio that dropped. Did you hear that, by the way? Because I was on Stu Peter's show and I didn't know he was going to do this. He was just like, hey, you want to come on and talk about the Diddy situation? And I was like, of course, sort.
Also, so by the way, you're under spiritual warfare.
Well, not only did he say that, and I see that was a warning, because he goes, you're engaged in spiritual warfare, guard your spirit, it's getting dark out there. And I was like, what? And then he just plays P. Diddy clapping the cheeks of Meek Mill, and I was like, you're the one just putting me in spiritual warfare. You're inundating me with the sounds of man cock slapping. Like, it was unbelievable. I wasn't ready for it. And it played for like what felt like an eternity. I listened back to it and it wasn't that long, but it felt like he played it on loop like six times.
I think Clint tried to send that to us and I listened to a second of it. I was like, wait a second. I don't want to hear this shit. Yeah, this is gay. Like it's like, it's almost like, oh, there's nudes out there of your favorite celebrity, right? And then maybe, let's say, your favorite celebrity. You go on Google and you're like, Kate Hudson nude or whatever. Right. Makes sense. This is the same kind of gay bait shit. Like, if you were a dude and they're like, yo, there's audio. It's not even video, but it's audio. So that's like, you would think half is gay, but still kind of gay.
Pretty gay.
There's audio of another dude clapping another dude's cheeks. If you type that in and looked for it, I think you might be gay. Because now you're actively searching out gay porn.
I think it's worse because if you have a
what could be worse than gay?
listen. No. I'm saying it's worse than watching the video. Because if you watch the video, it's an assault on your senses, right? You're like, my eyes are receiving. My ears are receiving. All these things, right? Meek Mill is receiving. But if you listen to just the audio, now your imagination has to fill in the blanks. So as you're listening to it, there's now you're seeing it in your own mind's eye, as opposed to just, which I think is much more intimate than your own eyeballs.
When I see with my mind's eye, Diddy is wearing like high socks and Timberlands. 100%.
Or just socks, because black dudes, for some reason, like Sam Tripoli says this all the time. He's like, if you watch porn, which Sam is a recovering porn addict, that there's always black dudes always wear socks. And he always says it's for traction. And I'm like, you ever try fucking in socks? Like, it's not,
the
you don't get traction.
Slip, it'll slip around your whole foot. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're on hardwood, that's a nightmare. And if you're on carpet, it's still not. You're not getting traction. I don't know
what
they're doing.
You know what? They're probably, it's just another way of flexing. They're like, watch.
Oh, yeah.
Athleticism. Yeah. Look. Yeah. Not just my athleticism, but my ability to make this woman orgasm who has had sex 15 times today. And they go, watch this. No traction. And then it's like one of those things. It's like, oh, damn. Hard flex. No traction.
It's like you have to do all this extra shit to make them orgasm. I can do it while I'm focusing on my footing. Like, I don't even have good footing and I'm still getting it done. And you're over there just poking away and doing all kinds of crazy shit. The flexing is never ending. But I don't remember how we got onto Meek Mill getting his.
That's actually a great. It's a great observation of why. Damn.
They always something about black people. Like, they love wearing white. Like, you never see a black dude in black socks. It's always like it's always white socks or like a white tee or white sneakers. Like, I don't know what it is. So it's just like everything is on brand. It just continues. It's turtles.
Did
all
I
the
ever
way down.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I got caught in Jamaica? And you know, you'd heard the story, right?
Oh yeah.
This is one of the parts that I never delved into because it's like this just sucked. It's right in the middle of this excursion that like really ruined everything with the fucking bamboo rafting that never happened. Well, whatever. They bring us to this to the next spot. The bamboo rafting. Go to Tower Gang episode 120. You could see me.
This motherfucker's got it memorized.
Yo, dog, Pirates of the Caribbean, I think we named it. I don't remember what. Oh, Carnies of the Caribbean.
Oh,
go to
that
episode.
Right.
I came hot off of Jamaica. And I was like, first off, one of the things that I never should have done, but I'm in the phase of my life where I say yes to everything. So my wife comes to me with a bad idea. 5 years ago, I would have been like, bitch, are you retarded? Now I say yes. And that's what I did to Jamaica. Anyway, we get on the cruise, right? So they have like two catamarans parked right next to each other, right?
What is a catamaran?
Catamaran is like a small ship, like a party ship.
Okay.
You never been on one of those things? Like, oh, you're on vacation.
I don't do anything cool. Go on.
All right. We're going to do something cool.
Some catamarans.
Some catamaran shit.
Thought so it was a fruit.
There's two, right? And they're floating. And then there's the pier. So to get to the second one, you have to cross the first one, right? I don't know which boat I'm on. It's the same company. And it just seemed like they were picking randomly. Like, you go on this one, you go on that one. The first boat. I walked on and it was almost like, I guess it was full. I looked over, all white people, like blonde hair. They looked like a Norwegian. They were from Norwegian, wherever the fuck that place is.
Would you
Norway.
Rather have been with them?
Then they walked me onto the next catamaran, which was my boat. And I walked down there and it looked like Brownsville, which is ironically, a place in Brooklyn that is the brownest. They like found it. They all moved there.
They profiled you and they were like, they want the white people to have a good time, and they know that the tipping is going to be low. Like, the white people aren't going to tip. And that you got put on the boat where, like, they don't care. Like, these people don't tip.
This was like an all-white party. I don't know. This is why I'm telling the story. Have you guys ever heard of an all-white party?
Yeah, it's always black people that do that.
It's only black people that do this shit, and they do it on cruises. This was like an all-white cruise, and everybody knew except me. And my wife. And actually, there was another white couple that was very shocked at what was going on. It starts off normal. Everyone's going and we're kind of, the cruise ship is moving along. And the way this goes is they make you drink. So by the middle to the end of the cruise, it's like a party on there. And it could be fun depending on the crowd. Not this crowd. By the middle, towards the end, there was a very nice family that we met. It was two daughters and a mother. And we're all talking because we're on the net of the boat.
Were they white? They were the white people?
They were black people.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Wonderful.
By the middle to the end, the mother and the two daughters were twerking their ass cheeks individually on the glass of the boat to show the people inside, because there's more. Like, you can go around and then there's like a down. This is how this place ended up, with those people doing that, with everybody doing that. Everybody. Wow. At an all
twerking
white party.
Twerking is such a weird thing, because you have your daughter with you, and essentially it's like twerking is like interpretive dance that, like, you know how interpretive dance is meant to tell a story? Like, twerking is like, come penetrate me, come penetrate me, come penetrate me. Like, that's what you're saying when you're twerking, and you're doing that with your daughter.
Isn't that what it's saying? That's what I often
wonder.
Come
penetrate me, yes.
When women say, I want to go out and dance, I go like, you dumb bitch. Like, what does that mean? What do you mean? I just want to go and express myself. I know we've spoke about this in the car, David, with yes, and you'd probably disagree with me, but like, what is dance? What are you doing when you dance?
You are, what's the word? Obliging. You are trying to make your woman happy. That's it. That's all it is. You're just, you're like, for men, when you dance, like, in the times that I've danced, I used to hate dancing. And I still do hate dancing, but I will do it with my wife, and I will find a way to, like, really make it sort of lit in order to, like, appease her, to make her happy, because I drag her to places like Georgia for an LP convention, or, you know, I bring her to Top's house and his dog mauls our kid. And so, like, once a year I have to, like, take her dancing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like it, but I will do it enthusiastically with my wife and in no other
circumstances. I think you like it. I think he's a lie. You're lying. You like it. What I'm saying is why do women want to dance? And then what does it mean? And then especially when you get down to twerking, what does this mean?
So when you're dancing, right, like, let's say you're doing like a nice slow dance. Like, I don't mind a slow dance. I like, I have a nice song on and I'll hold my wife and we'll rock back and forth. Very low effort. It's very nice, like, bonding moment. Everything's cool, right? And what does that say? What does that say? That says, like, romance, I love you, things like that. Like, nice things, wholesome things. And then there's
dancing,
other dances.
Dancing is Nephilim shit. 100%.
It is. Because it's a slippery slope. Dancing is a slippery slope argument, right?
And you start salsa, next thing you know, you're twerking. It's wild out here.
Well, you ever see those Spanish things, Spanish shows where, like, they wear the bare minimum and they look like they're fucking on stage? And you're like, this is making me erect. What am I watching right now? This is crazy as hell. So
it,
like,
all goes back to Jamaica. You ever seen the fucking Jamaican videos where they're doing, like, WWE moves, like, jump off of the palm tree? It's like, bam. I'm like, what are you guys doing over there?
They're beating the shit out of each other. And it's like, one of the things you learn through Jamaican dance is that those people are, like, invincible. Like, they are power bombing each other through tables. Like, they're literally doing wrestling moves, using tables, breaking them, like, breaking structures with each other's bodies. And the women seem to, they just take an endless amount of abuse and just keep coming back for more. It's very much
ripping each other's weaves off and shit like this. Like, the man is, like, basically slapping her, and then
they can't get enough of it. It's like, that happens in their real life.
That shit,
and then
is,
they do an interpretive dance about it.
It's Nephilim shit. That's exactly what it is. Their entire, like, lives are pretty violent in Jamaica.
They just
made a couple months ago, they were like, hey, don't go here. It's like on a red list. It was like, there's mad people getting killed. Like, there's 43 people in January that got killed.
That,
and they were
sense,
like, tourists. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go here. And people still, well, they're still going to go. But yo, when I went there, I couldn't explain it. But, like, you go in and you're like, oh, this place, like, from the airport, it's all fucking trashed. Everything's retarded. The streets are all fucked up. And I was like, demons live here, dude. Like, this place is heavy. And they can't figure out how to get out of it.
You know, like, the old kind of punk rock mantra used to be, like, sex, drugs, and violence. Like, I don't think... Thank you, Clay.
Thank you, Clay.
I think that was, like they hadn't seen Jamaicans yet. Like, if you think punk rock was about sex, drugs, and violence, like, dude, Jamaicans are like, that's their, I mean, it's not even just Jamaica, right? If you go to any Brownsville, if you go to anything, I used to live in New Jersey. I was raised in Elizabeth and, you know, visited, worked in Newark for a period. These are places that's like, you want to see real sex, drugs, and violence. Like that's what it is. And it's funny because through rock and roll, they used to like kind of glorify that. And it's like, when you see what it really is, like when you see what it does to a community, you're like, oh, this isn't a party at all, dude.
In Brownsville, where I was just talking about, I used to work there and I would get to work at like 6 a.m. And there was a point where like during the winter, I became friendly with a prostitute that was out. Like I would drive in the same stop sign. She'd be there every time. And it got to the point where we were just like this is, you see me every morning. It's just me at the, no one else is driving at the time. Me at the stoplight, this hooker. And I was like, this fucking place is haunted, dog. Streetwalkers just out in the middle of nowhere. I feel like that's like when you know shit's weird. When your woman have just started straying, like stray cats.
I used to be security at an Aldi's, you know, Aldi's.
Yeah.
But this is before Aldi's was ever nice. Like Aldi's used to be only kind of in the hood, or at least the ones that I knew of. And for people that are from New Jersey, you might be familiar with Roselle. So Roselle was like a really shitty spot, really close. I think it was in between Elizabeth and Rahway, which like Rahway also was mostly a shitty spot. These places in the hood, they always have like beautiful historic architecture and then just desperate poverty right next to these two things. It was always weird. It was always a historical
white woman in the chat. Somebody said Aldi's. They're like, fucking love Aldi's. No, my wife's the same way.
You wouldn't have back in the day though, because you know, I'm thinking 2008, it was not nice. 2008 and prior, it was not nice.
Are you saying that Aldi's is Nephilim shit or was Nephilim shit?
Look, the way I'm saying it is like they had to start somewhere. So they started by buying locations in cheap areas and they, you know, so they had to build the brand up. It's like when you have gentrification of a neighborhood because, you know, the coffee shop hippies can only afford to open the coffee shop in that shitty area. And then they build up from there if they don't get fucking, you know, robbed and killed and stabbed and all that other shit. So, but as I'm security guarding there, you know, all these makes you put a quarter in the carriage in order
the
to
idea,
get
hold
one.
On the idea of gentrification is a bizarre one. Like it's not real.
It's like, hey, I'm buying cheap fucking real estate, you dumbass.
No,
and
dog,
because you guys suck, it's cheap here.
But it is real because it's like think of how like the British would have invaded India. The Chinese invade Africa or even here. They just kind of fucking settle there. And then, and all the like the cave people that are there, they're like, hooga, ooga booga. Like, what the fuck?
It's the same shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm just trying to make something nice, you know? And, but then eventually they push them out. It's crazy how that it's exactly what the Chinese are gentrifying the United States of America.
Yeah. Or they're trying to. We're not. I mean, I guess we kind of are ooga booga. I don't know. But when it comes to gentrification,
I guess we kind of are,
yeah,
dude. 100%,
dude.
We're ooga booga. Like the Chinese people who like they can only see like this much, they're seeing shit pretty clear because they're seeing 33%. They're focused. They're laser focused.
Yeah.
And they come here and they're like, look at these fucking people. And they're like, you know what? Let's build this. They're going to build their Chinese coffee shop, which is actually 25% of our farmland. And then they're gonna,
and then the worst part is it's like, fuck, the coffee's pretty good too. But you know what? Maybe they're right. It's like, we gotta go. Maybe because, you know, when it comes to gentrifying the hood, like I don't get upset when I see that kind of thing. And I don't get upset when they get pushed out of the neighborhood because it's like, you gotta go. The nice thing takes priority over you. This is a nice thing we have here and you're gonna fuck it up. You gotta leave. So
do you
maybe
think
we gotta go?
Gentrification, is that diversity? Is that the same shit?
I mean, diversity is just an observation, whereas gentrification is like a process. Diversity is just like looking around and noticing that there's multiple groups of people here. But I think diversity is not permanent. Diversity is only a description of a process. Things
no,
are only
permanent.
Diverse. Well, it's diverse in the middle. It's not diverse in the beginning. In the beginning, it's one. And then other people come in. And it's diverse for a while. And then somebody wins out, and then it's one. So it's only part of the process.
It's not, but it's not, it's worse than that, because the diversity thing has been pushed to a point where it's like pushed to sexuality. And also put a pin in whatever, wherever you were going with that story, because now this just became interesting to me. It's like the sexualization of diversity has now made it so that people are mixed. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just like one wins out. It's like it becomes a weird.
Right. Yeah.
It becomes a weird culture, and it gentrifies. It'll eventually gentrify like from the inside out. You don't even have, like, if there was a destabilization plot for America, and I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, well, we have to dilute the white people and we have to create something new and propagandize the shit out of that.
Yeah. See, that's why I claim whiteness, even though I'm not fully white, because I recognize that like something has happened to the white people and I'm literally a product of it. And since I'm like 50-50, I'm like, nah, fucking, we white, baby. Because I recognize that white people are getting pushed out. Has Central Florida been gentrifying much? I don't know. I don't know what it was like before I showed up. I guess so, because I showed up.
Well,
people from fucking other areas showed up. I looked for cheap housing. I'm trying to open a business out here that would be less expensive than it would be up north. Yeah. Yeah, it's happening.
Well, for the villages, I know that, because I know a lot of like local people around here that have like had generations of family here. It's crazy to see, like, yeah, no, my papa owned like all this land here, and then eventually they like subdivide it, sell it, gets gentrified by the villages, which is a very interesting. It doesn't feel like gentrification because they're like old people, they're not young hipsters, but it sure the fuck is. They come, they open up businesses, they push people out. It's the same sort of deal.
Like it's like a gerification. What would you call it if it's all geriatric?
Geriatrification.
It's all geriatrification. And which is great, because that's super temporary. Like, they're going to be gone soon. But so that story about Aldi's, right? This is how unprepared, because I've never been a big guy. And it's weird that I got a job as a security guard. But working at the Aldi's, I mostly had to get the homeless people to stop doing this like service that they were offering, where old ladies would come out. And they would go, hey, these are homeless people. They'd hang out by the exit. And they'd go, hey, let me help you put your shit in the car. And if I do that, give me a quarter, which is the quarter from the cart. So in other words, I'll then take your cart back.
Return it.
Put it into the thing and take the quarter. Now I got a quarter. And they were right across the street from the liquor store. And, you know, it wasn't very many carts until you can go get a tall boy in a paper bag. So they would do this all day. Boom, 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 boom. And I'd be like, hey, you can't fucking do that here. You got to go away. But like, I was 18 years old and I was a pushover. And basically what happened is one day this dude that looked like fucking Kimbo Slice shows up and he has a fake badge and he just starts working me. Like, he's like, hey, you can't do this. This is illegal. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, they're going to strip you of your SORA license. This is illegal what you're doing. And he knew the company that I worked for. So I'm like looking at this guy who I think is a cop. And I'm like, he's awfully like kind of hood looking for a cop, but we're in the hood. Maybe that's just what happens out here. And so I'm like shell shocked. And then he goes, hey, look, I can tell this job means a lot to you. We can make this all go away if you just go inside, buy me a few packs of ramen noodles. And I'm like, what the
fuck? This guy's a fucking bum.
So I go inside and I start like grabbing ramen noodles. And as I'm grabbing ramen noodles, I'm like, wait a second. This doesn't make any sense. Why does this officer of the law need ramen noodles, right? So, like, instead, I see him waiting in the window, right? And he's like, you know, are you hurrying up? And I was like, oh, yeah, I got you. But I had already called the cops. And so, because that's what they told you to do. They're like, if things get too crazy, just call the cops. You're not there to, you know, get into it with anybody.
That definitely is, that's more crazy than somebody physically assaulting you. That's like, that guy mentally assaulted you.
Dude, it was. He mentally assaulted me. He was towering over me. Big, like solid black beard, looked just like Kimbo Slice, do-rag and everything. And even though he's also got like, and he had like, you know, he was wearing like street clothes, but he had a badge. I think he probably stole the badge because it looked really official, but he probably just stole the badge.
This is from the cop you just killed?
Yeah, I ended up calling the cops on him and then watching him get arrested. And he was like looking at me and fucking like, you know, yelling at me and shit. And I don't know what he was saying, but everything felt like, I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker. And so I ended up leaving that job, though, because I would run into that constantly. It's just like people. I remember I did that, though. So he inspired me. And what I mean by that is one day on my lunch break, I went to the Dunkin' Donuts down the road and it was locked in the middle of the day, dude. Like, what's going on? Why is this Dunkin' Donuts? I have only a little bit of time on my lunch break. I wanted a culotta. I don't know if you ever had a culotta. Incredible. Right. And I'm going, I want a culotta. Why is this? And they're looking at me and they're not even saying anything. They're just staring at me from behind. And I was like, yo, they are like really. So what I did was I called them and I said, hey, this is such and such from the corporate offices of Dunkin' Donuts.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's been brought to my attention that that the doors are locked and we're getting customer complaints. And they had a totally legitimate reason for the doors being locked. They were doing something like construction wise. And I said, I don't care what's going on. Our operations, our hours of operations are posted clearly on your door and on our website.
David,
you will open that door. David, and they opened the door and I got my culotta, bro.
That's fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
And when you when you ordered the culotta, you're like, let me get a culotta. Did you change your voice at least?
No, I don't even remember what I said. I just know, like, I sat down in that bitch, too. I didn't leave. Like, I got my culotta. I sat down. Like, I enjoyed the whole thing. Other customers came in after that. I could tell that the employees were freaking out.
You fucked up their whole day.
I fucked everything up, bro. Like, I don't care. I did a lot of that stuff. Like, I think I said it on Twitter not long ago. I spent, like, a good couple of weeks, I think, calling out of work at a Target that was local to me. I've never worked at Target in my life.
Dog, you know what? I'm going to call. Okay. I buy like a Slurpee sometimes every couple of days.
Yeah. Every episode, apparently.
Well, now the last two episodes, I've been drinking Slurpees. I got to stop. But
I get diabetes.
Shut up. So I go to this 7-Eleven near me and they fucking, the Coke Slurpee is always watery, always watery. Ooh. And I go there specifically for this. I put the cap on the lid and then I go, let's see. And it comes out like water. And I was like, what the fuck? So I have to drive to another 7. I'm this crazy. I go to another 7-Eleven to literally get the Slurpee that I want. It's just a regular Coke Slurpee. I get it from anywhere, but I want it from 7-Eleven. And their shit works.
You know what you do?
I should call them and threaten them.
Yeah. What you should do is say that you are from the corporate offices and that the amount of complaints you've gotten about watery, culottas is, you say, hey, at this point, we've reached a point of diminishing returns. Shut the machine down. Stop selling it. You're no longer that we can't. The point of complaints versus income from the machine, the complaints are outweighing it. Shut the machine down.
We are losing in Lady Lake. Do you understand?
Yes, it's on the exactly. That's it. And tell them to shut the machine down and call a tech out and have them repair it. And you are to not sell a single one until the machine is repaired. And then they'll start to go, shit, we need to start making money on this fucking Coca-Cola. And I used to do shit like that. I remember I used to get mad when I was a kid.
You know what's crazy, though?
Is turning into.
This lady, I don't know what this is, but this lady, every time I go in, I literally walk in, I walk to the back. And if there's nothing there, I walk right the fuck out. And they say hi every time you come in. It's just me. They go, hi. And then when I'm walking out, I just go. And I walk out.
I like how nasty a 7-Eleven is. Like, they're so gross typically, except for, like, the new updated ones. But universally, they have to say hello to you when you walk in. Like, that's what they really care about. Not fixing the fucking Coca-Cola machine, but saying hello to you every single time you walk in. There's times where it's, like, almost inappropriate for them to say hello. Like, they're on the other side of the store in the corner. I can't even identify where the voice is coming from. I just hear, like, hello. I'm like, what are
they
you doing?
They lose their Slurpee license. Like,
that's it. You lose your Slurpee license. When I was a kid, this is fucked up, though. When I was a kid, I got mad because we had two local parks, but the one that I loved dearly didn't get updated while the other one did. And they got new bathrooms, new playground set, all that stuff. Now, in hindsight, it probably was just a matter of time until mine did, right? They just had to do, like, one first. And so what I did was I was like, I'm going to force their hand. I want new toilets, I want new urinals, I want a new water fountain. So first I took a fallen tree branch and I bashed the water fountain off the wall of the bathroom. You know how they're
psychotic.
Typically on the outside. I bashed it off.
Psychotic.
And then I felt the energy from this. I was like, ah! So I found a master lock and I took my sock off and I put the master lock in the sock. And then I went in and just smashed all the toilet sinks and urinals. I just destroyed them like some sort of fucking dude. I did a lot of breaking stuff when I was a kid. A lot of breaking stuff. And yeah, I know where you're going with this. If there's a drop down in a second, is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Shit. It's bad behavior. I had like probably some demons in me. But yeah, we did get new bathrooms, but we didn't get a new water fountain. And that really bummed me out because I was like the hero of the park for a minute until everyone was like, when are we going to get our water fountain? It's hot out here, Dave. It's hot. It's fucking drink, you know, from pushing 100 degrees toilet out here. Yeah. And yeah, well, like I've heard that you can drink from the toilet. That's how clean they are. So, but yeah, I used to do a lot of that stuff, man.
Oh, hold on. That's weird. I had to mute you, David. I don't know if the people heard that. That was, it's just buzzing. It's buzzing again, like the same thing that happened last time. Yeah. 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 Did you guys hear that? Did you guys hear the buzzing? It was crazy. I don't know why we're having so much technical difficulties right now. Yeah. All right. They heard it. You got to log out and log back in. Let's see. Nope. You're all fucked up. You're still buzzing again. Electric buzzing. You know what that, guys, he's just talking about his own demons. Yeah, he left. He's talking about his own demons. And then we heard the buzzing. He said he went to an outside, water fountain and smashed it off. Let's see, David, can we hear you?
Is it back? Is it still buzzing?
It's better now. We're just talking about your demons. He smashed it, this water fountain, with a branch. I don't understand how big was
with
the
branch. It was after a storm and a tree had like an entire log, a branch, and I fucking, it was a big branch. It was like, you know, a solid branch, and it took a lot to lift, and I smashed it, and we never got it back. But when I was homeless,
I don't think it's a coincidence that, like, you're telling that story and then we hear the electrical buzzing sound.
It's the demons. My God, this is a, what's
they're
his
coming
name?
Out of you.
Jerry Marzinski situation.
Yep. They're coming out of you, bro. That was
unbelievable. I hope that it's not, because I just got a new setup. I hope it's the Eclipse or something and not this. I have to troubleshoot. Although I say that like I'm a professional and I know what that means. Wires are plugged in. And
just tug the wires.
That's it. I'm like, oh, things are troubleshot. So when I was homeless, I used to cause a lot of debauchery. I used to do a lot of breaking into cars at like, you know, 2-3 in the morning. And I would take, so I don't even know if there's stuff I should say on here. I don't know if this, what the statute of limitations is. It's been a long time, but sounds like connecting a guitar thing. I don't know. Maybe it is the,
if your guitar is not plugged all the way in, maybe, yeah, check your connections. That's what it sounds like, where it's like buzzing. Like it's just
hold
in
on,
the,
let me try this one.
It's fine. Leave it alone. Don't do anything. Don't do anything.
Okay,
we don't
okay
want.
So, one night in particular, during my homeless escapades, I climbed a Dunkin' Donuts, and once on top of the Dunkin' Donuts, I'm like looking for, you know, what's my angle? What chaos do we cause, right? And I go on to the cooler because, you know, there's a big silver cooler unit where they keep all their dairy. And really, typically, what I used to do is I would pull a bag of donuts or bagels out of the dumpster, and I would eat them. I would eat dumpster bagels, or dunks, and the bagels were better because you can only eat so many donuts before you get nauseous, right? So bagels were the shit.
Pro
you can have
tip
them in the morning. Yeah, pro tip. Until they started dumping coffee grinds in there to discourage me from stealing them. So this was probably one of those nights where I opened it up and I was like, coffee grinds? Ah! And so I climbed on top of the cooler and I kicked in their exhaust fan, which was big enough for a body to fit through. So I stomp it in and I drop into the cooler. And now I'm just in a cold room full of milk. So, you know, you could go, I guess I should leave. This isn't the donut room. But instead, I just chug a bunch of milk and then just start smashing and dumping all their milk out all over the floor. Right. And I remember their bathrooms on the side. They had outside bathrooms because it was a Dunkin' Donuts gas station.
Sorry, I'm writing that down. Dunkin' Dumpsters. That'll probably be
Dunkin'
a t-shirt.
Not bad. That's pretty good. Yeah. I actually ripped their, you know, the door handles. They're not a doorknob. They look like an L.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of leverage on those things. You ever feel like, man, I could just break this off? So I did. Yeah. I just ripped it off and ripped their bathroom doors open and then fucked up their bathrooms too. And then I leave and...
Yo, dude, that was some demon shit, man. You realize that, right? Do you
still have
that in you? Do you still feel like you should do that?
No, mostly I just have like the urge to climb things. That's mostly what happens. I'm like, I gotta fucking, I look at a thing and I'm like, I gotta climb that. I don't know what that is. That's a like a weird demon. He's like not necessarily a bad guy. He's just like, gotta climb that shit, dude.
He's gotten gotten rid of like most of the demons, but there was like one retarded one in the corner. He's like, gotta climb it, gotta climb it, gotta climb it,
gotta climb it, dude.
He's like, we missed that one.
He was all right. He wasn't that bad. Doomsday Cracker said retarded parkour. That's very much everything that I was doing was retarded parkour. And so I get off this McDonald's and this Dunkin' Donuts, and I start walking back to where I came from, which was an abandoned house. And I come across a construction site, and now I'm just like looking at construction vehicles, and I'm grabbing rebar and I'm driving the rebar through the windshields and through the radiators of the vehicles, right? So all the coolant is falling out because I'm puncturing them with rebar, and I'm fucking, I'm just having a good time. And then the police, I can hear them. The sirens are coming because, you know, I probably tripped some alarms or something in Dunkin' Donuts, and I've managed to exist for retarded parkour. Pull that up. What is happening here? Oh, shit.
This is David.
That is 100% me. I used to do parkour, by the way. Like, I used to do parkour. Damn. Crush that shit. Guy? Who's the parkour guy with Down syndrome?
I was trying to find him. The fat dude? Yeah, I can't find him. I don't know how to find him. But apparently, I wrote in parkour Down syndrome. There's a lot of Down syndrome people just fucking crushing it in parkour.
We love parkour.
I didn't realize they loved it that much. Like, they love John Cena and parkour. And you know what?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Exactly. It makes sense. It does. Fuck. Like, John Cena came out in WrestleMania yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, why not? Like, that was cool.
No, I didn't even know it was happening. I didn't know. You didn't tell me. I just got a picture. You showed me your kids were watching WrestleMania. And I was like, oh, I didn't know fucking WrestleMania was happening. I haven't watched a WrestleMania. Actually, my mom never bought like a single one. So honestly, even though I used to be a big fan, I never got to see a single WrestleMania live. That's why I was fucking destroying Dunkin' Donuts, because my mom just wouldn't buy me WrestleMania pay-per-views. I wanted to see the wet t-shirt contest. That was the shit when I was a kid. Never got to see that. I used to hate coming to school. My friends would be like, did you see Trish Stratus's titties? No.
Damn. That makes me so sad. So sad for you inside.
It's expensive.
WrestleMania
was like fucking $90.
Yeah. Now you can steal it more readily, which is good. But yeah, I forgot about the pay-per-view shit.
Yeah.
My uncle would watch it.
It used to be expensive.
He'd record it on VHS and then hand it off to me like the next day, and I'd watch it the next day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because that was his shit. He loved wrestling. So that was my hookup. Yeah, man, the world is very different now, right? When you think about it, your son has access to whatever. We had to to watch WrestleMania was like, I had to do some shit.
I don't give my son, he doesn't have access to anything. Like, I just don't. He was on YouTube. I think I told you about this. So we gave him YouTube for a little bit, and we said, you can only watch one thing, and it's Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom playthroughs, you know? And because he's a big fan of Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, it's a great game. I haven't really played it, but I've seen him play it. It looks great. I know I played a little Breath of the Wild. Great games. And there's a main bad guy in the Legend of Zelda series. His name is Ganon. And one day I walk into the living room and he's playing his game. And he goes, I'm almost there, Dad. And I was like, where? And he goes, I'm almost to the final fight with Daddy Dilf.
Oh, yeah.
And my son is fucking 8, dude. And I looked at him and I turned. I walked without saying a word. I walked into the bedroom. I looked at my wife and I said, no more fucking YouTube. It's done. And then I walked back over there and he's like, wait, what? And I said, hey, look, dude, you're not in trouble. It's not your fault. But if you knew what you were saying, you'd be mortified. And then that was the end of it. We haven't visited YouTube since, but like, damn, dude, Daddy Dilf, like, I was crushed.
That shit is probably monetized like a motherfucker too. Like,
oh,
you know, listen, This show shouldn't be monetized on YouTube, or like it. I don't expect it to be pushed. That show definitely has a favorable algorithm, and they've probably been calling him Daddy Dilf the entire. I imagine it's not just one. It's an entire playthrough.
It's an entire playthrough. So,
dog, that's like 24 hours of playing.
It's a lot of episodes. Yeah. And that becomes like a joke, like a running joke, right?
But imagine how many other gay jokes are in there that you, like, we're not going to, I'm not watch, like parsing through their shit. And that's allowed.
Somebody said in the chat, Sick of the Hellies said, and you never explained it to him. It just felt a little bit rough to explain that meant dad, I'd like to fuck. Because then I'd have to explain what that even means. And we're not doing that, dude. We're just not doing that. One day when he's older, I'm going to turn to him and I'm going to say, hey, remember when you said Daddy Dilf? And he's going to be like, oh, and he's going to be mortified. And I'm going to dunk on him and laugh at him. And that's going to be fun. But right now, dude, like I had a lot of mixed emotions, as you might imagine, right? Because I'm like, I'm mad. Where do I direct this mad? Well, I can't direct it at anybody. I can be mad at myself for allowing him to watch YouTube. That's pretty much it. And then otherwise, like, he doesn't know. He's just saying shit. And, you know, it is what it is. He heard something. He thought it was funny. It's a silly word. He doesn't know what it means. I already had to tell him, hey, stop yelling cock, because it doesn't mean caca.
Cock.
Yeah. It doesn't mean caca. And then he's like, how does that mean penis? And I'm like, fucking, you know,
here's
weird,
a question.
Man.
Here's a question for you. Would you rather your son, you have to let him watch one or the other, YouTube or the name of that cartoon that you told me to stay away from? The Jehovah's Witness cartoon.
Oh, Caleb and I forget what the hell it is. Caleb and I would much rather him watch YouTube. Because,
wow.
Yeah, because Caleb and whatever it is just like sort of brainwashing indoctrination into a cult where like YouTube, I guess with YouTube, I can dismiss it with ridicule and humor. Like I can rap him on jokes and be like, look at how fucking stupid this shit is and like start to explain it to him. But with that, I have to take a much more serious, nuanced explanation of like why this sounds like they're talking about God, but this is inherently a cult. And also it's hard, right? Because if he goes the path of a witness, he may decide to sort of not disown us. Is disown the proper terminology where they like they no longer talk to you, they cut you off forever? Yeah. Is that better than him cutting off his dick? Because I swear to God, that's where like YouTube leads them, you know?
Well,
what I mean?
I think you're in a special place where you could verbally explain to him and then make it cool. This is kind of what we're doing here, right? Like people are listening to us because they like how we explain shit, I guess. I don't fucking know why they listen, but like if I can't persuade my kids in the way that I can persuade, you know, random people online to watch me, if I can't persuade my kids to hear my point and kind of like turn them, that's on me. Like I haven't prepared well enough. So yeah, your kids are going to run into that shit. But when you're battling against, because it's a weird one, right? It's like a funny mirror God or Jesus and God that they've put up within the confines of Christianity. And everyone's just kind of like, yeah, that's fine. Like they literally have a cult here in our name. And we back in the day, they probably would have cut their heads off. There probably would have been an entire Christian movement to stop that.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to even understand what it is that they believe, and where the nuances vary, where they misstep. I just know that it's like this unholy marriage of like, you know, religion and like Kirby vacuum sales, like door-to-door knife sales. And that is a very weird model. And then this whole like extremism of anybody who is of the world, you have to cast them out of your life. That shit is like too much.
It also misses like the big part of it. Like what we talk about here is Christianity, but like the big part of it, the spirituality part of Christianity, all the shit that they're doing, I'm pointing at my neighbor's house. All that shit is is like fluff. And then your kid will, you know, not forget about the social aspects of it. Like this person just said here, Deacon said it'll sour the children to the real gospel.
Yes.
To what's really going on. In a way, that's like when they say blasphemy is one of the most is an unforgivable sin. Again, I think someone came here and said that it's for angels, it's not for people. And possibly, but you see why it is, because it's like that's almost blasphemous in a way, because you've taken something that people are supposed to use to guide them into spiritual warfare and survive this realm. You've taken and you've twisted it, turned it into some kind of a cult.
Something that repels them.
Yeah. But it focuses on like the weird, like half of it is like pushing people away or trying to recruit. And when are you learning about like how you should guard yourself? You're guarding yourself against other people. I mean, I understand in a sense, but like, dude, there's a lot more at play here, and you're doing your church a disservice.
Yeah, and they do a lot of, they use end times as sort of a bludgeon to keep you in a state of fear. Mm. They're constantly doing things when they have these big meetings. They go to, what would you call them? In they go to stadiums.
Yo, are they going crazy right now? Probably. They must be internally. Are, it must be like code red. You go into the church and it's like they have a little red flag put up. They're like, people, we're in an emergency.
What do you think we're doing here? Because this is, it's not
great
a
great question.
Nephilim, Nephta America is one thing. Nephilim Death Squad is the flagship thing. It's bringing people closer to God, which I couldn't be happier if that's what is the end result of that show. And it's through the Christian lens, but it's not strictly Christianity in the way that you would expect to experience at a church. But for some people, it's more effective at bringing them to God than the church is. So is this like, are we doing like Christian extremism?
If this is an addendum to church or whatever church should be, this is like a, it's not quite that, but it's a TV show about it.
right.
Yeah, and it's like it's culture about it, but it's turned up to 11, you know, and sometimes it touches the rails of like edgy stuff. But in the end, it's kind of like, yeah, no, that's what it is. We're just doing this weird, thing on it. And we're glad that it's entertaining to people and people are asking questions. But dig a little deeper. There's probably a nice place for you. That, you know, actually, this isn't church is what I'm saying. This is not church. We actually spoke today on the phone about getting Ed Mabry in the Telegram chat. One second.
Oh, that'd be cool. I wonder if he'd be interested in that.
Just I would... grifting. Yes. Getting Ed Mabry into the Telegram chat. And he'll, you know, go in there and I don't know, maybe we could start some kind of a church service like once a month or whatever, like a live Zoom thing. So that's the kind of community that we've been building there, but that hasn't taken off yet. But I do want to figure that out because we were like, you know, what is church? What are we doing here on the show? It's not, what we're doing here is not church. Do not be confused.
And I don't know that for some people, church is very important, but we've had the discussion a lot where it's like church for me just kind of doesn't. I am going to church this Sunday because somebody is saying to my wife, hey, come to this church. And there's no version where like I'm not going to go with my family to have this experience. So I'm like, OK, well, if you really want to go, then I'm going to go with you and we'll see what it's all about. But like, I don't know, man, it's just like church to me, whatever this show is bringing me much more value and strengthening my relationship with God much more than any church experience ever has. So maybe, you know, different folks, different strokes. I don't know if that's an appropriate term or not, but I don't feel like I need one, but I do see the value in having my, you know, my family attend one, you know, me and my family attend one on a regular basis. So I don't know. I don't know if like when people say that the church isn't even necessary, that's not what following Christ is, like all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, man, I feel that way too. So it's all very confusing. I feel like what's more important is just like conversations.
Here's the tricky part. That is more important. But like, I think what it is a reflection on the church today. where I would say, like, I almost said, like, yeah, don't even worry about the church. Like, that's like, do something else. But we should be like building the church to a place where it was like what they're saying here. Conspiracy talk should be more in churches, might click better with people. Like, yeah, have like a freaking night where people come and they talk about conspiracy, like a little round table sort of thing. And it's crazy. It might get crazy, but it's like, hey, like, what do we all think about this? You know, like, this is a place of community. And then also this is a place of church. Like, so actually over the week I said about the Fresh and Fit guy, I was like, why do so many people follow this dude? He just had I don't know, talking about some abortion or whatever. He's defending his friend, and right. Conservatives follow him who are like, you know, pro-life. I'm like, why are you following him? And someone, you know, some slick dude in the comments is like, oh, who should we follow then? You? And I was like, no, you fucking idiot. Follow Jesus Christ.
Right.
Send tweet. And then it's like, you know, no response to that. But it's like, don't follow what we're doing. And also, I literally cursed this guy out. And then I told him to follow Jesus Christ. This is not church, people. I don't know what right. this is.
I don't know what it is either. But I was on The System Is Down with Dan. What's his last name?
Smots with a Z. Smots. Dan Smots. Check him out.
Great show. Really cool guy. Awesome conversation. At some point, we got into this idea of faith and, you know, what are my views on it and what brings me to God and all this other stuff. And it was like, you know, he came away saying that he was impressed, but specifically with my tempering everything I say with a level of humility of like, I fucking guys really don't know shit. I'm kind of, oh, this is great. Yeah. Yeah. Can we play this? They can use it as proper leverage over an entire group of people. And you know, we've lost a lot in the burning of the Library of Alexandria. We just had the burning of...
I'm really glad that Dan Smots has changed his angle. He had it on like, he wasn't looking at you before, but now he's... Never mind.
I like the looking at you thing. Somebody said that there. Oh, Donut was like, you should have it on the side. And I'm like, I want to look at the people, Donut.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing that. I was doing it from the side for like a day. And Clint was like, no, I can't. Like, I feel like I'm not talking to you. I'm like, you're right. Yes. You're right. You have to somewhat be engaged. You know,
ancient texts are lost all the time. The Vatican probably has a library that would disturb a lot of people if they ever got their hands on half of the content that's in that library. So,
By the way, people, these are the glasses that he probably should have been wearing as he stared at the eclipse. But anyway,
no, I took them off. I specifically put them up on my head. I was like, not doing it.
Maniac.
It's a hard time to be somebody who wants to follow God and who wants to have a relationship with the truth. Yeah. And in order to do that, you have to constantly be aware that you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And hopefully that guides you.
Honestly, I love that. And that is, I mean, that's severely lacking in the faith community of any kind. It's severely lacking in the political community of any kind and even the conspiracy community of any kind.
So here, let's do this because me, like, pause it real quick. So because it's 4 minutes long, I don't want to lock everybody. It's 5 minutes long. At one point, he's going to go into this pastor, and this pastor is talking about how the eclipse is passing through 7 cities named Salem. That's what happened in the past. And in the Bible, it says that Salem means forgiveness or something of that nature. Which is interesting if that's true. Like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Something to think about. And then he goes, what God is saying. And then he goes on to say what God is saying. And it's like, whoa, what the fuck how do you know, bitch? What are you talking about? What God is saying? So, you know, there's a certain level of conviction. And I guess it lends itself to charismatics, right? To speak with conviction is to move people in a certain way. But
1 second.
When you're talking about, you guys should have more people like Ed Mabry on your show who know their Bible.
Write down Ed Mabry, because we've been talking about future guests and new guests, and like rehashing a guest is like, you know, I don't know, we've done it once or twice. Ed Mabry is a guy that we probably should have had on already again, because we needed to go through the entire book of Revelation with him. He's an expert in it.
That's a great move.
Yeah. That might have to be like, we have no more guests. It's like Ed Mabry every Friday. He's coming on. But that's we got to book him sooner than later.
So here, pull that back up though, that video, and just go to the end, the last minute, and I think this is kind of in essence.
Didn't see that? You're right about that. You know, so I don't want to tell people what the truth is. I don't know what the truth is. my biggest thing in life is to have a relationship with the truth. Like, the truth is the most important thing to me. And the idea that I have my finger on it all the time is outlandish, dude. Of course I don't. I'm going to be wrong probably because of how strange the world is more often than I am right. And I'm going to admit that. Like, it happens. It doesn't hurt me because the truth isn't me. It's my interpretation of reality. And if my interpretation of reality is off because of some indisputable fact, well, then it just is, dude. But I think that that approach is what is helping people come to God with us, if that makes any sense. It's like me and my co-host, I say, like, we're not leading anything. We're taking a walk in the direction of what we think the truth is, and we're amassing people alongside of us. And as we're walking, we're having a conversation with them.
You want to go on an adventure? You want to find that nugget of truth? Yeah. That's where we're going. You're welcome to watch.
That's it. We're going on an adventure. It's just a bunch of retards going on an adventure. And my fan base, by the way, is called Dangerous Retards. I think that's what is happening here is...
Dog, we're walking, like, we're doing parkour through a field. Like, just Down syndrome people. And they're like, as the Down syndrome people from the far, so like, oh shit, that looks like fun. And then they start, they're doing gay rolls behind us. We're really not getting anywhere, but we're fucking...
We're just bringing back, I think that's it, man. We're having like this sense of adventure, right? Because it's not like, no offense to Jay Dyer, right? But you look at that model and it's like, he's fucking
Could
out
you say
here.
His name with any less contempt?
Fucking, no offense to fucking Jay Dyer, right? But he's out here and he's speaking with authority and he's debating everybody. And you go to his channel to like learn something indisputable from a fucking source of factual knowledge and all this other shit. That's fine. And then you come here to go on a fucking adventure, right? Because we don't know where we're going, but we got broadswords and we're retarded and we lack the fear that we should have in delving into these subjects. And we're taking you along with us. I think that is honestly, it's like maybe more so than saying anything profound. We just have a genuine sense of adventure and inquisitiveness about us that like other people also share. They're like, oh yeah, I also want to know shit. And I'm tired of people like looking at me like I'm an idiot when I say like, hey, this is interesting. Can we know about that? Because if you have a conspiracy theory, you know, think about the type of person where you go, oh, did you hear there's going to be an eclipse on the 8th? And they go, what do you fucking think, dude? You think the world's going to end? You go, okay, well, no adventure then, I guess. We're not going to have an adventure.
I can't find it. I did a poll the other day, and I just said, I said, what's gayer? Let me write that.
Oh, okay. I think I saw this, and it was good.
Ah, here it is. Yes. Okay. Let's share the screen. I haven't checked the poll. Okay. What's gayer for two men to do together? Sex or debate? And 62% said sex out of, there's 1,013 votes on this. Let's bookmark it.
But
whatever.
Debate,
the poll's over.
It's pretty substantial.
Fucking close.
Yeah.
So almost 40% say, yo, it's gayer to debate somebody than to actually have sex with them. And I see where they're coming from. It's not ironic. It's like, hey, dude, you want to fucking talk for a while?
It's like hip-hop beefs. Remember hip-hop beefs where it's like, yo, you're my mortal enemy. I'm going to write a fucking poem about you, bitch. It's all going to rhyme.
It's
like, what the fuck, bro?
Like,
that is
it's
gay.
Basically argue. It's saying, like, you're calling me up and say, hey, do you want to argue? Like, my wife will tell me, like, and rarely, we don't really fight that much, but, like, sometimes we're like, we need to argue because we're at an impasse, right? We got to argue here. And I'm like, all right, fine, we can argue. I don't want to do it with my own wife.
Right. Right, yeah. But imagine willingly deciding
arguing with
to
another
go
man.
Argue with some dude, and then it ends in sex. Me and my wife, we make fun of you because you do this thing to your wife. It's very funny when you have a point and you get very passionate, punch her straight
in the
fucking teeth. when you have a point and you're like very like passionate about whatever you're saying, you start going, Christina, 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 like over and over again.
I do
like,
that.
You're so like Christina, Christina, Christina. And I start doing that to my wife. I start going like, babe, 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 babe. Like I'll start yelling at her that way, so she can't get like a point in, and it's fucking hilarious. But yeah, man. I mean, why would you?
Oh yeah, I do that. I do that to fuck with her. Yes.
It seems like you do it on purpose to fuck with her. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Most
Christina,
of
Christina,
what
Christina.
I most of what I say to my wife, it's like, I feel like we've said everything to each other at this point. It's been 15 years. Now I figure out ways to aggravate her. So I only speak in ways that kind of like get reactions from her. It's a, so when you see me talking to her, it's not even how I communicate with anybody. It's just, I'm such a retard.
That's why it's funny. That's, I recognize exactly what you're doing. Okay. I do the same shit to my wife. I'm like, that's fucking, like, I see the genius in it. A lot of the times what I'll do to my wife,
but they
is
love
like,
it. They love to be
I know
named.
They do. Yes. I know they do. Yeah. Like my wife will try to like reach for something. Right. And like, let's say here's her hand's coming. It's going to grab something. And I'll go like this.
Yep.
And she just can't. And I'll just fucking. And she's like. Oh! And it's the funniest shit. I don't know what it is. I just love to get her right to where she's about to fucking explode. And then I'll overreact and be like, what are you doing? Why are you acting like this? And I'll like, I'll put on my acting hat, you know, like I'll really try to get in character. I love doing that shit. But that's why I recognize it. When you do that, it's like. I don't know why I do this too. And I found this is a really good one. And I don't know why it annoys them the way that it does, but it works really well. You know, she'll wind up for a cough. She'll be like, and right before she coughs, I'll go like, like I'll make like a bunch of noises while she starts coughing. So as she's coughing, I'm screaming. And it's just like the chaos, just fucking like, whoa, like she starts spiraling and she gets so mad.
I love the approaches. That's like a more, that's like a performative approach. And I don't do that as much, but like, I do tiny little things and I realize like I'm not even my own person anymore. I'm just the person that I've created to annoy you after years. It's almost like, leave me. I dare you. I'm going to make my entire personality about annoying you.
Oh my God. You ever see that meme where it's like my husband trying to like get sexy?
But, incredibly annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe 100%
to my wife
one
only.
Of the most annoying people. Yeah, only to my wife. But it's like a gorilla, right? And it's like my husband trying to be sexy after 15 years or trying to put the moves on me after 15 years. See, my ex-husband never played around like that's probably why it didn't work out. That's what I'm saying. You have to drive them insane. But the gorilla is sitting there and it's supposed to be like my husband trying to put the moves on me after 15 years. And the gorilla just reaches over to the female gorilla and just pinches the shit out of her nipple and just holds it there. And then the female gorilla's like, fucking stop! And he's just like, oh, shit. Like he starts acting all crazy. And I'm like, yo, we're basically just fucking gorillas, bro. Like it's the same shit. It's the same shit.
But yeah, listen, if you don't do that shit, it's because I genuinely enjoy being around this person.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would like just not look at you. Like if I don't like you, I wouldn't talk to you. I just be in my own spot. So I'm like, I'm putting the effort out there.
This one is great. My arms are short. Lainey right here. I do the same thing. When my wife yawns, I go bleh, right into her throat every time.
That's so
every time, just
up.
Right into her mouth. And she gets really mad. It's fucking hilarious. I like when I get her mad enough that she'll actually like hit me. Like that's funny. And then I'll like try to like roll them and shit like that. I like to get her until she wants to actually physically assault me. And then I'll fucking... And then I'll be like, why are you like this? Oh,
sometimes I will do that. But like very rarely will I get to the point of like, actually, so I will admit this. Well, I don't even, what is this show about right now? But the other week,
God,
the other week, my wife and my kids are there. It's like Sunday. So everyone's home. And, I just decided I'm not going to let her do anything like move. Mm. She's not going to move.
Mm.
From this spot. And it was for not to like be like, I'm stronger than you. It's just to annoy you completely. Like I let her get up and then drag her back down. And the kids are watching. It gets to the point where she's like, let go. Like I'm just like fucking with her. Like being the most annoying you could be. And the kids start like, they're like, let her go. And they're like wrestling me. I'm like, wait a second. This is borderline like weird for the kids to see. But I'm like, you know what? They need to see me annoy their mother to the point where she's like.
The only thing that frazzled. I regret is that when I do it and then he sees that it's fun to do and then he starts doing it, and then I'm like, oh, shit, now I've really caused a problem. Because if it's just me, not that I stop. I don't know. If it's just me, like, it's just fine because I said so. But if it's him, too, I'm like, oh, shit, this is now getting bad. Now I've created a bad situation.
Look, shame.
Yeah, probably should be. Timothy Leary. Shout out Timothy Leary. So, all right, what the hell were we talking about before we decided to start talking about annoying our wives, which is very funny.
We were talking about the eclipse, I think. I don't know.
That's what we were talking about an hour ago. And so let's get back to the eclipse. I think that, and I don't know if this is, if anybody maybe in the chat knows, but would, is there, would NASA have launched those rockets already? Would that have happened?
Yeah, they, I think, here's the thing. I think that they are launching it just to see like what's going on. They're actually gathering information. They just happen to name it some shit like that because they want to fuck with you. Like, they know this whole thing is like, they have an idea that all this stuff is spiritual. They know about Nephilim shit, but they're really just like, it is, you know, valuable data to send rockets up to observe how the moon is at this time in the Earth, take pictures of it. Like, it's significant that, you know,
is it,
the moon...
or is it just a troll that they're willing to spend that much money on? Like, NASA doesn't do anything because space is fake and gay, and so they're like, we have a lot of money and a lot of equipment to fuck with, let's just do shit on like significant days just to freak people out. Like, but that's they, awesome. I love that.
The thing is, like, they lie about all the other shit that they do, but they do have some useful data, and this is useful data. Like, when the moon goes right over the sun, it's useful to like really observe it and see what's going on. They could do that. It's within the realm of possibility. It's right there. They can't go to fucking Mars like they're saying that they're on, but they
I
can
wonder
do
what's happening. Is anything different happening? I mean, you know, if we if it's up to me, I go, yeah, you know, whatever materia is needed to open a portal, that's the kind of shit that's floating around in the air. So maybe NASA's like, yeah, we think so too, bitch. What about firing up the particle accelerator again? So it's already been fired up. It's my understanding that they're supposed to collide the particles today. So I wonder if that would have happened.
I could do a quick Google. I don't think that they did it. Because so they were actually warming it up for it to go. Like, they were doing test runs because they wanted to do it today. But I don't know if they did.
10 hours ago, is CERN activating the world's most powerful power? No, I don't trust when they do CERN to smash protons, the Financial Express. Here's what happens. That's 3 days ago, 5 hours ago. CERN,
they're
particle
saying
collider
that no,
reboot.
They're saying no, they didn't.
Yeah, but they're using weird
false
language. Like, I saw one that's like, is CERN trying to open a portal? It's like, no. But then when I was on the show with Dan, he showed me an article from a reputable source that was like, yeah, they are doing that.
Yeah, no, they admit to doing that. They just don't call it that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the language. Like, they'll pick the most hyperbolic version of events and then fact check that instead of being like, well, they are going to collide particles that day. They're like, no, they're not going to open a portal to another dimension, retard.
This
like,
is what
that's
they're
what
saying.
They say.
No, CERN won't open a portal during the April 8th eclipse. That'd be impossible.
That'd be impossible. Fact check. Yeah, I got that one too. Fuck you, USA Today, you dipshits.
Her name is
How
Gabrielle
dare
Settles. She settled for that job. She's got no idea what's going on. And fucking this is their
bitch
rating. Our rating is false. But they were, I don't know, they were doing
hey,
something.
Look at Gabrielle, by the way. I don't trust her.
Oh, yeah. She washes her chicken.
Yeah, I'm not
sure
believing that, bitch. That's not happening. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows what they actually did? I do know that we're gearing up now. All that we have left to, guys, all we have left to look forward to is just the sacrifice of the red heifer now. Now that
I do like I like this, though. So the fact check. A sex magic ritual? No. NASA rockets are to study the atmosphere during the eclipse. Yes and yes. Again, it's like right, they're definitely studying it. You should definitely do that. Why did you name it after the Egyptian god of that battles Ra, the sun?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a serpent god. You did it on purpose. Like, it's all symbolism pointing to something. Yeah, let's
Maddie,
do that.
Maddie, come on. Dude, number one, you can't call it that. You can't say, you got to say, let's have a, like a meetup or like
a club,
a
squad, a death
right
squad.
Well, probably should have stopped at squad, but yeah, you can't just say, let's make a cult, Maddie. We'll ignore the first request. Figure out a better one
for tax reasons. Yeah. Figure out a
purposes,
better way.
Right?
and we'll do it that way.
Unbelievable. Yeah. These people, this is why, this is, hey, do you want Waco? This is how you get Waco. You can't call it that. You got to say, this is, how about Nephilim Pilates group? We can say Pilates. And if we have Pilates machines, guys, we're good to go. We could pretty much do whatever we want as long as we have a spin room. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ryan, Jesus Christ, man.
These guys are confused. I don't know. This is not a cult. Telegram. Telegram.
That's probably a cult. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. We're going to have a meeting in the longhouse to discuss what this actually is. Because we can't use verbiage like that. You're really going to get us gunned down by the ATF. The children will be funneled into a short bus that's buried in the ground, and they'll be cooked alive.
Imagine, like, I got killed by the ATF for $50 a month on Patreon.
Damn it.
That sucks, bro.
That's
how much you think? How much money was the Waco cult making? I mean, they had
Koresh?
To be pulling.
I don't know. Koresh bums me out, right? Because he started doing sex stuff, didn't he? Or was it that he wasn't really a bad dude?
I don't know. There's a lot of
stuff. Seemed pretty base.
No, he was doing some weird shit in there. And I don't know. You hear that it is sexual stuff. Like, the libertarians like to be like they, not that they ignore that part, but they're like, they have a right to do whatever they were doing there. They didn't need to get shot. And that's not, it's not even necessarily the reason why they got taken down. It was like a political stunt from like Bill Clinton. They needed to justify a budget. So they did that, like, and they televised it. And that's what happened there. But some weird shit was going on. I don't know.
I always had a soft spot for them because when I found out that...
Talking about the cult again.
Okay. Now, Bohemian Grove is fine as long as it's parody. That's all that Bohemian Grove is. It's just parody. Although, parody. Like I said, I do think we can get away with a lot. Like
parody.
Parody. If we have a compound and we have a Pilates room, I think we can get away with a lot. I think we could say, no, this is simply an exercise group. You faggots.
It's like, there's 500 of you in here and you're all naked. It's like,
and there's only three Pilates machines. There's three spin bicycles.
There's dildos on the spin bicycles. What are you guys doing in here?
Just fucking extreme Pilates. So when I was younger, and I was a conspiracy theorist when I was younger, right? So when I was probably like 16, 17 years old.
Oh, 1 second. Guys,
yeah.
If you do join the what's this shit called?
Cult.
The new website. We will push out the emails for the new episodes. We'll do that. So you'll get it. Like, if we have your email, I'd like to make an email list big enough where I could just be like, yo, we're live now. And it's basically telling you, rather than relying on, you know, Rumble. YouTube ain't going to tell you. That's just, you know, is what it is.
This is a very confusing, shout out Doomsday Cracker. He's also, in the, could be a she, but I think it's a he, in the Telegram chat. But he's saying the majority of Branch Davidians were Black Brits. And
is he saying they deserved it? What is it? What do you mean?
But he was saying they were Black British people? Or is that like slang? I don't know if that is.
They probably deserved it if they're Black British people. Probably. The worst kind. Yeah.
Then I don't identify with them. But when I was younger and I found out that there was a Doomsday cult called the Branch Davidians and their leader was David Koresh, I was like, fucking liking these people a lot.
You got it in you, man. And then I found out
they had something about the number 7. Are you familiar with that? It was like something about the number 7 that was important to the Davidians. Maybe somebody in the chat will say it. You would think that I ever researched that, but 7 was always like a big number for me. And so I was like, oh, shit, maybe I'll make a cult one day. Maybe if we just bring back the Davidians.
All these cults do somehow use God. Either like the antithesis.
You have to. It's the best leverage.
Yeah.
Oh, the 7 seals. Shout out Doomsday Cracker again. Yeah, the 7 seals. Which is interesting because, I don't know if you guys see that on my arm, but that's only because I was born on the 7th day of the month on the 7th month of the year on the 7th day of the week, and that has not affected my life in any like way whatsoever. Like,
you've been very unlucky, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, actually incredibly unlucky when it comes to like gambling stuff. Like, I only ever did it twice and then never did it again, and I lost so much money.
So gambling is not the way to exploit the seven at all.
My friend, he's like at gambling, the best. This guy, I'll introduce you if you ever want to get into it. This guy, Toad.
Oh my god! No, I don't want to get into it, dude. I really don't want to get into it. Hey, Soul Fresh, Soul Clean called me a gay wizard, but we had that moment. Who talked about the? Oh, it was Joel Thomas, and I don't even think he ever found it funny. Gay ass. There was the big gay ass wizards. You remember that? Like during the episode, there was like the wizard.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the buzzing thing again. Crazy. No bueno. I don't know what's going on, David. Guys, we're having technical I'm telling you, it's probably the eclipse that is just jamming us up. We're getting like straight up Nephilim shit.
I don't know
interrupting
what that,
us.
Why is that? Is it? Do you hear it now?
No, it went away. It's just
what
strange.
Is that about? It doesn't even make sense.
You got to restart your laptop. It's probably it must be the laptop. You're using a new one, but whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Let's bring this thing home anyway, because I gotta run in like 10 minutes or so. So okay. what are we moving on to? We had a video that
I did put in the chat, and I don't even know what this episode was about. Jesus Christ, guys. You know what's crazy is like every episode is just Nephilim Desk. You know what's really funny is Neph to America. We were stuck on like Neph to America volume 12 for like 5 episodes until I realized like, oh shit, dog, this is number 16. And we were like, wait, what?
I'm just going to stop naming it. Yeah, it's just all
right, here we go. Here we go. This is. Yeah,
everyone's heard about the solar eclipse on April 8th, but what else is happening coincidentally on the same day? On the same day, exactly 100 years ago, Aleister Crowley reportedly made contact with a demon called Iwas. Crowley went on to write an entire book going into detail about this encounter called the Book of Law. Then on the same day, NASA plans to fire 3 rockets named Serpent Deity at the eclipse for quote-unquote scientific purposes. And on top of all this, a comet named Devil's Comet will become visible for the first time in 71 years on the same day as the eclipse. Everyone's
Are we going to see that tonight? Can we see that's really what I wanted to. Are we going to see Devil's Comet tonight? Is that a thing that's real?
I have no idea. I assume if like depending on where you're at, you'll be able to see it better. I don't have a telescope to even be able to see this. A lot of, like that's what I'm saying. Like I don't. What does it mean? I don't know.
What does it mean?
It's what I think it is like, why do people go to Bohemian Grove? Why do they go to Joshua Tree?
Burning Man.
Why do they go to Burning Man? Why do they go to
seems to me gay sex.
Well, I mean, no, just like the ranch. What's it? Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh,
there's
right.
Stuff going on in those locations. They're specifically special to this realm for whatever reason. There's things going on in those locations. So it makes sense that not just locations would have these special properties, but perhaps times, you know, like times on the earth where these things line up or they happen.
Yeah, I saw something saying that like the eclipse was going to affect the toroidal field of the earth, the electromagnetic field of the earth. And because our own personal, is it toroidal, whatever it is intrinsically tied into that our own electromagnetic fields were going to be weakened, and if they were weakened, then we had to like protect ourselves, which is like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I like the stuff. I like when we have a video that's ominous, it has ominous music. I like when they when they talk about a bunch of things that are all layered on top of one another that are all happening. It's just like,
isn't it funny how that video, if he did that, if he came to the house and he was just hanging out with us and you don't really know him and he goes, everyone's heard about solar eclipse on April 8th. And then in between that, he goes, huh? And then he just goes, NASA's shooting rockets into the sky. Huh? What do you think about that? Like, he's not really explaining anything. He's just saying like, yo,
no,
that
he's
shit,
not.
This
he's
shit, this shit,
things.
That shit.
You know what I like what he said? He was like, yeah, NASA's launching rockets at the eclipse for scientific purposes.
Here's a picture like, of Baphomet. Like
science. Okay. It's a picture of Baphomet, bro. You're like, but when you layer like music over that shit, I see that fucking picture of Baphomet and I agree. I don't even know
what
I'm agreeing
saying.
To, but I'm like, yeah.
But to the normie, like, I think this does a little bit of a disservice to what he's doing. To the normie, they're going to be like, this is batshit crazy. This guy showed me a picture of the devil. But what he's telling you is like, yo, all of this shit is happening. Do you feel okay about it? Like, you're right. Just fine that all this is happening? It's almost like a parody to the normal people. That's what the NBC News is doing. They're like, it got big enough to the point where they're like, we're going to debunk it. Fuck these idiots. And then they they give a gay explanation.
Can I address this real quick? So Fresh, So Clean said, who gave you guys a thumbs down? Fuck that clown. Every single episode of ours gets one thumb down. There is one fucking maniac out there, dude, who's just going around and giving everything a single thumbs
that,
down.
Though. Guys, listen, if you're in the chat or you're watching, go give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I don't give a fuck. Let me know if you don't like this. Like, if you really don't like it, thumbs down so that way we get buried into nothing. So here's the metrics. The first 6 months of the show.
Fucking destroy us.
David goes, we did 100,000 audio listens. And I was like, in 6 months. I was like, that sounds good. I don't know what metrics mean what, but that sounds okay. And then he goes, in the last 2 weeks, we've done 50,000. And I go, that also sounds good. It means nothing to me because I don't know how people feel about it. You're listening.
Yeah,
because
we interact with like 20 people on a regular basis. And like the 20, y'all are real ones. But like, according to the numbers, there is, you know how many?
So we're going to grift again because this, I really mean it. Come to the fucking, that's like, we like to know what you guys, do you like this? Like, this is like you're having sex and then every so often you go down and you're like, do you like this? Am I doing this good? Like, let me know if we're doing this good and pay me $5 to do it. But let me know. This is prostitution. Right. This is
think about this. On the audio side only. We're not even talking about YouTube, Rumble, none of that shit. Audio only. The numbers say, on average, we have about 10,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's say, even if you guys listened twice, you're crazy. That's still 5,000 people. Who are you?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who are you is the big thing. If 10,000 people, and let's bring it back, right? Probably not 10,000. Let's say it's 7,000 people.
Good for you? Smoke a cigarette. I do in the Telegram chat after the shows. I go into its episode discussion. I go, how was that, babe? And
yeah,
then
that's
JC
it.
Is like, always like, super great. We love that. And I was like, JC, you're full of shit. Someone else needs to answer me. JC just says yes and hi to everybody. I don't trust you.
It's funny
like
because
you.
People, even when they say it's good, I'm like, I don't fucking believe you. It's like if you just had sex with somebody and they're lying to you, like, no, it was great. It was really good.
I totally came. You're like,
You didn't come.
I appreciate it, but I don't know why you're lying. Because I
did
know
we
what
make
I did
you
up
guys
here.
Come?
Did we make you guys come?
There's some Netflix shit.
Guys, because no, seriously though, that's insane, right? If you got,
I'm bleeding a little.
If you have 10,000 people listening to, because that's what it tells me, 10,000 people listen to the fucking thing, and then we interact with 20 to 30 of you guys, and I have no idea where the fuck these other metrics are coming about. So, no, we're not worried about women coming, Lucas. All right, that's
we
not
just
what we're saying.
We just
want to
know. Like, I don't give a shit for her. I give a shit for like when I brag to the homies. Like,
right.
Yeah. That's all I mean, now that's kind of, they're not going to fucking give a thumbs up or thumbs down, but please do. I'm being serious. Like, don't give a thumbs down to be an asshole, but just, if you don't like it, go ahead and fucking click the button. Thumbs up.
And then
thumbs
tell
down.
Us why too. Well, the other
everybody
thing
always
is,
says, oh, give us a thumbs up. Like, no, fucking tell me how you, like, give us something. A thumbs.
Give me the
I don't
truth.
Even care.
It's all the we truth. Care about is the truth.
You can't handle the truth, David.
Well, I can't look. The other thing is, go to the Apple Podcasting and leave us a review because we had, and this is totally selfish, we had perfect 5 stars and then one person was like, no,
too much wet
sounds. Out of five. Dude, the wet sounds thing is driving me nuts. I gotta read this to the audience so they understand the polarizing bullshit, the roller coaster that is
it.
My life
guys,
when it comes to this.
Keep doing this.
Don't keep doing this. I'm fragile. And okay, so here we go. We got one that said, seriously, the wet mouth is disgusting. Love the show, though. And then right after that, we get, there's nothing wrong with the way you talk, Raven. They got a problem, not you. And then, even, because I'm like, all right, cool. Right after that, I get, wet mouth, yummy. What do you people want? Did we make you come? I don't know what's happening.
I had my mouth this wet for no reason. God, did we make you come or not?
Did we make you come?
With this show, with Neptune America, it's much harder to make the audience climb. See, this is not church, people. It's much harder to make the audience climax. When we have a nice guest on, even if it's not like the biggest guest, if we have like a good guest and then we go deep with them, we get crazy, we know
everybody
comes. Everybody comes. You came, I came, the guest came. We know when there's squirt. Like, it's wet. Mm-hmm. It's Raven's mouth.
We also know that it's like 90% urine, but we know that it happened, right? Yeah. And so, but with this, it's like me and Top are just,
we don't know.
I'm retarded. No, I'm retarded. No, I'm retarded. No, I'm retarded. Did you come? That's the entire show.
This is crazy. I thought we were going to, like, you were like, oh, we're taking this serious. I have more topics. I'm like putting stuff, I'm putting up. Like,
that was literally the conversation we had today. I said that at the top. I was like, hey, we did really well with the last few Neps to America. They were a lot of fun, but like, let's bring some topics and get serious this time. And then I'm like, my son said Daddy Dilf. And then that's fucking like the whole episode. Unbelievable. If we get a thumbs down and a one star, like, we deserve it. Just tell us that. I guess I'm not going to come today. Nobody, at least somebody's honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
We appreciate your honesty.
It hurts that it came from a female listener, too. It's like,
well, it's to be expected, though. It's honestly,
it's fine. It's fine. You know what? They're not going to come. It's a good place to end it anyway. I got to bounce. No. At some point, we're just wasting time here. We're just chafing. Okay.
That's true. Yeah. There's a lot of, yeah. You ever just be this in there and you think you should stop? We should just stop.
That guy up there is bleeding. No, I would like to go for a little bit longer, but I mean, I don't know.
Look, I came here to let Raven piss in my ears. Thank you.
This is like, this is what
spick
the cult.
Spick kike McNigger faggot? Oh, Jesus Christ.
How do you get away with that on YouTube? This is what the cult will be. It wouldn't be like sex stuff. It'll be like just Raven pissing in people's ears.
No, guys, I don't. Man, I don't know what you guys like. I don't know what it is. You're the most confused. This is the most confusing relationship of my life.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should hold them down until they get annoyed. Like,
oh,
hold them down.
That's it.
Yeah. And just
we
get
just start
them
annoying the shit out of our audience. That's the best idea. Just
guys, will that
them.
Make you come if we just
how about that?
You?
How about that? Fucking stupids. You stupid fucking idiots. God. I'm upset. I don't like reading those messages. God, dude, seriously. Every Spotify lets you comment on every episode. Every episode is like that. I've not even been telling you. I've just been keeping it to myself. I sit on the sofa and I open my thing. I go, oh, notifications on Spotify. Wet mouth, your mouth is so wet, disgusting. I can't take it away. It sounds. And then I just shut my phone and I put it down. And I go, well.
I like when they have like a long paragraph about like something. They're like, you know, Donnie Darko was really onto something about the end of the world. Also, Raven's mouth is very wet.
But what gets me is like, I'm like, people are like, your mouth sounds. They're so bad. The mouth sounds. And the numbers are like. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
We need more mouth sounds.
More
mouth sounds.
You guys are like masochistic, right? You're like, I hate this. Give me more.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this isn't really a conspiracy show. It should be an ASMR show. We need to relist what we're doing here, and the show will take off. I don't even, you know, it won't be our audience. They won't give a fuck what we're saying, but they're there for the slaps. You know what I'm saying?
If I keep it far away, maybe nobody can hear. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm like too. Sometimes I'm like this, and this is too much. Maybe I should just be back here. I've really been trying to figure it out, and I don't know what to do.
You need.
And I'm spiraling.
You need so the Rodecaster will have like a noise gate that'll help you a little bit, but it's like $600 for the wet noise. I like
I'm
it.
Not
I think it's fine.
$600 to make you guys not hear the not.
I'm not
that.
Paying $600 to make you guys come. Are you crazy?
No, seriously, you guys need to be more easily made to come. That's crazy. I'm not
for real. Would
that.
You pay $600 to make your wife come? Like, no,
that's
free.
That's crazy. No,
this is
no,
free.
Get out of here.
Okay.
That's,
yeah.
That's insane.
Or somebody buy him a fucking Rodecaster. Whatever, if you don't like
it. I'll pull a Clint Russell. Go ahead and buy me a Rodecaster, guys. Although I'm not a millionaire, and so I don't know what to do with that. That's a strange strange situation. All right, let's wrap this shit up. Is there anything that we should say to them about something cool before we
You're
go?
You're under spiritual warfare. Guard your souls.
Shit, that was good.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is
telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you got them. Because they'll lack in